Come on. KSL News time is 8:09. Triple Team Traffic. Andy Fernsworth, you don't lie at golf.
No. Every shot I've hit is perfect. There's no need to lie.
That's what I would expect out of you.
Eastbound traffic, 21st South Freeway, still rough. Bangor to 56th West. The backups for eastbounders are pretty intense. Crash still not cleaned up. A lot of tow trucks on the scene. Hopefully we're getting a lane open, that final lane open up here soon. But for now, expect it to take around 15 to 20 minutes to get from 7200 West to Bangor Highway. Northbound I-15, a little better than usual. Still have slowing between Bluffdale and Sandy, but after 106 South for now, anyway, you'll stay at the speed limit all the way to downtown. Holly?
Starting to see some buildup on 12th Street in Orem, northbound and southbound. This is between 12th North and 600 South. Looking at I-15, you're all clear both directions between Provo and Thanksgiving Point. Timpanogos Highway, westbound from American Fort Canyon up to the freeway, has good movement. Eric?
The southbound delays, just brake tapping, really, as you move past 200 North in Kaysville. That's gone now in Davis County. You move a little bit further south, you do have a slight reduction of speed right near the turnoff on Legacy Parkway. And we do have that accident still on the 215 East Belt approaching southbound, approaching Knutson's Corner. Right now, a police vehicle has arrived, and both of those are on the left shoulder. When you think of home loans, think America First. First, with low fixed interest rates, no origination fees, and flexible terms. Apply at AmericaFirst.com or stop by any branch. Equal housing lender. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.